Mr. Obama is on vacation this week in Hawaii, but 2 days before Christmas, there's nasty weather in a whole bunch of other states, and that's making it hard to do the two things still on many people's minds, shopping and making it to family gatherings. Perhaps nowhere more so than in the Pacific Northwest, which is not used to really heavy snow. Tom Bonsi reports from Western Washington State.
Please report to the Virgin America ticket counter to recheck back in. Thank you.
At the snow-covered Seattle airport, there's a hint of thaw in the air outside. Inside, there's meltdown of a different kind, not as pretty. There are mountains of lost luggage. Thousands of people wait in lines hours long to rebook canceled flights.
There's no flights going into Vegas that have any seating available seating, so they told us we can probably use the money and put it towards a rental car and try to drive ourselves down there.
Airman Alex James and three Air Force buddies are anxious to get home to Las Vegas for Christmas. James is not inclined to drive 1,200 miles through the snow from Seattle.
We leave on our deployment on the 1st of January, so however long it takes us to get back from here is however much reduced our time home is before we leave.
He's discovering what so many other maroon passengers are finding this week. Airlines have trimmed their schedules and packed their flights in a bid to be profitable again. That means once you lose your seat due to bad weather, you could be stuck for days waiting for another flight out.
Christmas at the bar. We'll see how it's kind of all up in the air right now. No idea what's going to happen.
You need some help?
Yes,
the weather trouble lingers at the Seattle and Portland, Oregon airports. It descended into chaos when airlines ran low on de-icing fluid. The lowland cities of the Pacific Northwest are just not used to snow for days on end. If ice and snowstorms happen more often, you could assume there'd be more resources at hand, like you'd find in Montana, Minnesota, or Maine. But here, this much snow falls less than once a decade. Olympia, Washington resident Nicole Grant needs to go no farther than the mall. Still, she says her family has postponed Christmas by a week.
I'm an adult, so I'm not going to cry, but we just can't get anywhere. We don't have a tree because the snow bombarded all the tree farms and we're not really going to carry it or cut it down. Yeah, there's no point right now.
We found Grant at the Westfield Capitol Mall during a break in the weather. Shoppers were slip-sliding through the parking lot in a hectic effort to catch up on Christmas shopping. Ava Stefan works at one of the mall's department stores.
It's obviously a lot slower than it really should be for only a couple days before Christmas.
Retailers were already worried about slow sales due to the economy.
Right, and then now it snowed. So it's kind of a double whammy, and we're definitely seeing that inside the store.
After all the endless repetitions of White Christmas out of store speakers, the Maritime Pacific Northwest might actually have one. More snow is in the forecast. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.